Hello, girls, gals, and non-binary pals. My name is Emma.
Hi, my name is Serena, and welcome to our podcast.
Are you sick of podcasts giving fake reviews or people saying books are good, but in reality they don't even like it?
Well, in our podcast, we're sharing our honest opinions and individual opinions on this book. This book is called Joyride.
Nina has been getting annoyed with Joyce's moving and all that. All Nina wants is to settle down until Joyce agrees to stay in Venice, California. But then, it happens.
What do you say we try this town, kiddo?
Keep listening to hear our opinions.
I really like this book.
I don't like it that much.
I found it interesting, and the plot was good. I found that the book was really evened out. It started off slowly, where you get to know Nina, and then it picks up, and you get to experience what Joyce and Nina's lives are like.
I am not really used to this kind of book genre. It was fun to read, but it was kind of hard to sit through for me. The only reason I don't hate it is because at least it, like, made sense. It wasn't, like, stupid randomness. Something that didn't make sense, though, was Joyce moving back to Venice. It had been like a really long time since Nina was 14 or 15 years old at the time of the book when they moved back. So how did they recognize Joyce if it had been 14 or 15 years of age? Plus, she had had changes in her hair and stuff.
I think Joyce would not have been recognizable because it had been so long. Joyce's appearance had changed, but do you remember about Ruth Borderman? That's probably how they recognized her.
Who is Ruth Borderman?
Someone from New York. When they moved to New York after Venice.
Okay. I think that Amy E. could have worked on it a little bit more. Like, some parts of her writing style were a little, I guess, simple in a way. While some writers have really cool, interesting, really personalized styles for their writing, Joyce had more basic and simple style, which can be good depending on the story.
I found that the style was good, and I found it had a good personalization.
I don't like the book that much. I think it's kind of unrealistic in some ways, and it's kind of boring, but the reason why I think it's boring is mainly because I don't like that book genre. I prefer more fantasy.
Overall, I think this book is one of the best books I've read. It is interesting and fun to read. I recommend that you read Joyride.
That's all for this episode.
Watch the next podcast episode to hear about the next book.